handle the truth.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. I do appreciate you guys all tuning in. Thank you for continuing to tune in to Brighteon TV Live as we talk about the world news going on that affects you daily. You are the answer, and we have to be those that push back against the mainstream media's narrative as we continue to see that they're willing to lie to us and our government's willing to go out of their way to actually just kill you instead of deal with you. We do know that there's trials out there. They're going to be coming along for Trump, trying to make sure he's going to be put on the ballot in certain states as we have small groups out there continuing to use Soros-type money to make sure and undermine his ability to be a fair and free candidate. We also know that there's a lot of other things out there where our federal government is continuing to persecute the Catholic Church and other places across the country, where our government is actually going out there to default to incarceration, not default to freedom. Remember, the Constitution always limits your government, but never you. You guys are always the answer. Do not give up that power to those people. They are not your leaders. They are your public servants. We do have a commercial break coming up, and we'll be right back.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value, that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. I do appreciate you guys all sticking in around after that commercial break. Remember, if you have any questions or comments, go to thejimpriceshow.com, and you can email me there. You can get a hold of me in any way. Like, we have the ability to email at jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com. We do have a subscribe button there as well on the website. You guys go over there and buy some of the merchandise if you'd like as well. We have hats. We have bumper stickers. We have magnets. We have license plates. We have T-shirts and hoodies and all the kinds of goodies out there for you guys to understand that we stand with all patriots is our common theme here on the Jim Price Show. As we're going to continue on with the daily news, we do see an article out here. It says Trump campaign fights move to keep him off ballots. Now, it's the word ballots. That's the problem here. We have these small group organizations out there that are saying that, well, we're trying to do everything we can to protect the American public from that subversionist, I guess is that's the new word we're going to use. By the way, in the Black Laws Dictionary that I have here on my desk, there's no such thing as the word insurrection in Black Laws Dictionary. That's not a legal term. It's just a made-up fictitious term that you somehow feel creates a sensational effect that Trump actually created the insurrection on January 6th, where we still have American citizens sitting in jail for over 2 years with no bail. According to the Constitution, it says that everybody is allowed bail. Even capital murder has the ability to actually be bailed out. But yet we don't want to have that conversation, do we? Because we think that this is the way the justice system really works. In reality, when you have the court of administration, you do not have the rights where we should be a court of record and continuing to understand what is really going on in the world around us. Let's read the article here as it goes through this. It says, former President Donald Trump's 2024 campaign team is getting ready to fight state-level legal battles across the country this year against two nonprofit groups. Now, imagine that. I wonder where we're going to find that funding comes from. ActBlue or maybe Facebook. You know, old Zuckerberg, which is directly paid by your federal government to run his platform. After 20 years, you think Facebook would be a lot better than it is. It's too clunky, has too many options, and it really doesn't function that well. In fact, I'm not really sure why I even go to Facebook, because every time I go there, I'm disappointed with the amount of ads and the amount of disinformation it tries to force on me. Why can't we just see what other people are talking about? I don't go there always for factual information, but actually I want to find out who had a birthday or who's going on a trip. Sometimes I like to hear about other people's goings-on, not always the fact whether I post something about the 2020 election showing the Democrat platform wanting to go to socialism and saying it's disinformation. I always click to hide that, and I always click it away because I don't want to see it, because I believe that they're actually deep state players doing what the big government really wants them to do. Well, anyway, as the article goes on here, there are organizations, what these organizations are doing is blatant election interference and tampering, Trump campaign spokesman Steve said in a statement to the Washington Post. They are not even trying to hide it anymore. It is sad that they want to deprive the American people of choosing Donald Trump, the overwhelming front runner by far as their president. History will judge them history will not judge them kindly. That's a very correct accusation or statement, or, you know, prophetic effect, where you're going to look into the idea of what the future is going to say about what's going on now. I don't think these people really realize that they are not on the right side of anything. They're just a bunch of spoiled brats who think that whatever pops in their head is gospel. I really never understood the idea that everything that comes to someone's head has to be a prophetic thought coming from God. That's not how the world works, and that's not how God works. And yet these people walk around thinking that, oh, I'm on an attack helicopter today. Respect my authority. I'm going to be a girl today. I'm going to be a guy today. I'm going to be a baby doll today. I'm going to be a weirdo today. You got to change your life because of my ideology, or the way that my life or my mind started changing the ideas of what my life really is. Do you see how none of this really works? I can't really explain it very well because none of it makes sense. But these are the same people out there who can't figure out what's going on between their legs are going to tell you whether or not you can actually elect the president you actually want. Now, if we don't fix our election systems, that dominion, the demon system that's out there, if we don't fix that, we don't go back to paper ballots and actually do it the way we actually know it can be done. If we actually had the will to do this, we're never really going to get the president we want. It's always going to be the president that they select. And we've got to be the ones that push back and say, we're not going to stand for this any longer. Well, this article continues to go on and talks about these things, but this is a real problem for us when we see that deep state money, which really ends up coming out of our pockets, going against us and our will. Well, moving on, we do have another article. It says Representative Jordan files response to Bragg's motion amid probe into Trump's indictment. Now, see, this whole indictment thing, the 34 counts that supposedly went against Trump. Now, I'm going to point out a few things to you that's really irregular for me, and I don't know if everybody's picking up on this. But there is nobody on earth that has ever been able to go in and negotiate their processing. I don't know of anybody that's been able to go in there and not get fingerprinted, not get their photos taken, not get processed in, not actually get x-rayed, not go through the entire process of being booked in properly. I've never heard of this idea that you can just walk in and then be there for a few minutes and then walk into a courtroom. And then when I looked at the charging document, they said that this is all factual, this is all real. I looked at it and I'm like, well, this doesn't look like anything I've ever seen in the court of law. And I didn't realize that we can actually just bend the rules to do whatever we want. And the fact that Secret Service was able to walk all around in the courthouse or the courthouse building with Trump everywhere he went. And how is it there's Secret Service with Trump all the time, but we see the potato in chief walking around with guys in khakis and vinyl coats and weird stuff in Ukraine and riding on trains for 3 hours across war-torn countries? I'm telling you right now, there's something doesn't make a lot of sense. But anyway, let's get back to the article. It's talking about what was actually Bragg trying to put a restraining order on on Jim Jordan from Ohio. This is really kind of funny how this all worked out. On Monday, Jim Jordan filed a response to the motion filed by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. The filing comes amid a legal clash between Bragg and Jordan on whether Congress has the authority to investigate Bragg's prosecution of Trump. Well, yeah, they really do. That's the problem with this, Braggs. You actually don't even know the law, and you haven't even stated a law that Trump has actually committed or actually broken. How can you be charged with something for a company you don't own or operate? How is it you can be charged for something that company's doing? It's like as if Walmart does something wrong and somehow I'm liable because I shopped there 3 years ago. That doesn't make a lot of sense, but this is what we're actually up against in this whole case, where the actions that were taken by the Trump organization were done under the authority of someone other than Trump. And actually, the only thing we're talking about is whether Trump put the Trump organization put it in one column or the other column. Not that they didn't disclose it. Not that they didn't label it correctly. They just don't like where they put it, what column they put it in, because there may or may not have been a tax benefit to this. Think about that. This really has nothing to do with actual making sure that we're following through with a crime that was committed. It's actually about making sure that Trump looks weak. And that's what this is all about. Just like the former article we were talking about, where we're going to have to fight in certain states to keep Trump on the ballot because too many people out there think that whatever comes to their head is reality, no different than this gentleman. Braggs has got a real problem. He's got a lot of assets that he doesn't really have the receipts to account for what he owns, the multiple houses, the yachts, the $18 million in investments he has in the stock market. It's amazing how wealthy this individual is, but yet he's in the public servant position. And yet none of that makes sense. Anyway, why do you need $500,000 from Soros if you have all that money, Braggs? Well, it's because you're paid off shill, and this is where we're at. So as we go on in this article, it says, after Braggs convened a New York grand jury, with which ultimately indicted Trump in late March, 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, to which former President Trump pled not guilty. The following week, week-long probe into Braggs' office prior to Trump's indictment on March 30th, Jordan on April 30th subpoenaed and to seek testimony from the former prosecutor as part of the Judicial Committee's oversight into Braggs' unprecedented indictment of a former president. Now, this is Braggs going through this whole thing. Jordan's going back against him. You know, Braggs said he wants a restraining order. Well, Jordan's going back even harder. I think this is what we should do. We need to expose this fraudulent over-prosecution of people in our daily lives and in our world around us. We see these prosecutors really being rogue out there. And let's go on and do another article here. This is actually from the Gateway Pundit. It says, federal persecution of conservative Catholics will involve infiltration, says lawyer who uncovered FBI infiltration playbook. Now, this is actually kind of scary because it plays right into the fact that we can see where our federal government and local and state governments are really going outside of their purview and coming after people because of their thoughts, because of their wishes. Remember, the government is limited by the Constitution. It always says that they are limited, never you. And anything outside the Constitution is repugnant. Well, guys, we have to learn these words and we explain these words over and over again until you guys normalize them. Until I hear you guys talking about how laws outside of the Constitution are repugnant, I'm not going to quit talking about this. But this is the world we live in right now. And until we all stand up, we're going to continue to be the victims of people who have no authority over us whatsoever. Utah attorney Jesse has been fighting the federal government in court for 28 years. Since the suspicious death of his brother in an aftermath of the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing that actually destroyed all the documentation for the Hillary Clinton case. Oh, yeah, remember, Hillary Clinton was being brought into question under in a huge investigation where all these files were stored, where? In the IRS building in Oklahoma City. Yeah, that just happened to be also where the FBI was storing all of Hillary Clinton's documents, where a gentleman happened to go and rent a moving van and then destroy all the evidence for her case. Magic. A lot like January 6th, where the day before, Rumsfeld told us that we lost a few trillion dollars in the Department of Defense. Eh, no big deal. It just happens. These things are just quinkadinks, right? Well, over and over again, we're seeing that's not the truth. Now, this system is known within the Federal Bureau of Investigation as a sensitive informant program, and it relates to a high-level, highly placed individuals who regularly provide compromising confidential information to the nation, to the National Police Force. This is a real thing. This is going on. This gentleman is actually spending his life fighting back against what we know the three-letter agencies have been doing to our country and weakening us from the inside, making us so that we don't know which way to move. And the fact that we can't move forward or backwards, that's actually what's causing us to fail in the world stage. We don't have the ability to be innovative. We don't have the ability to be free. We don't have the ability to have liberty, the freedom of mind. We're too boxed in by the cages we've had to build for ourselves, and we have to be the difference makers, never being held down by these people. This gentleman's going out of his way, and I do appreciate everything he's doing out here. Conservatives are looking for ways to boycott and move spending away from woke corporation, and here's one way to do it. This is what he's talking about. Also, he says that his name is Trent Adu, I don't want to mispronounce that, but it's Trent Adu is how it's spelled, warns that the signals that the FBI is targeting Catholic churches for persecution is a strong signal that they will use this process to target and identify key sources of high places to compromise the church. In other words, they're going to go in and say, well, you guys are the problem. We're going to shut you down and take away your tax-free liabilities that you have. Now, see, that's where we go in there. It starts affecting the money and the reputation, and then people start scattering the wind. We don't have a church, and then the persecution really comes in. I am Jim Price. We are here at the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Guys, we have a commercial break coming up, and we'll be right back.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for sticking around after that commercial break. You know, this is the world we're living in. I want you guys to understand that the stuff going on with the churches, the stuff going on with Trump, the stuff that's right there in front of your face is absolutely real. And just because it's not happening to you doesn't mean it's not happening to America. And if it's happening to America, honestly, it is happening to you because it's weakening your ability to have a future that you know is free and has liberty in it. This is the conversation you have to maintain in your head daily. If you don't have this fight in there, if you don't talk this way, they're going to continue to victimize you and little ways where you just basically, how do you boil a frog? Just a little at a time. And guys, we are way past simmer. We have been boiling for so long, we just got really used to the hot water. Well, as we go on down the road here, remember I told you guys about those gas prices? I even talked about this on my show quite a bit, but here's a stinger. It's coming right back to you. Gas prices on the rise again, but this time the strategic oil reserves are empty. This is an article from the Gateway Pundit as well. It says here, the average gas cost of a gallon of gas is up 21 cents in the last month. Now, I've seen that jump actually closer to 30 and 40 cents. But remember, the federal government has no need to actually make sure gas prices go down because they get a percentage of every single dollar you spend. So 50 cents of every dollar, basically, I'm using round numbers. I'm just going to use this actually as a low number. But 50 cents of every dollar of gasoline you buy goes straight back to the government. Oh yeah, you remember those tags and taxes you pay on your vehicle and all the other stuff and the stuff with the tire disposal and all these other things, all these other taxes and fees just to be able to operate a car? Well, remember, oh, and insurance, that's another special tax for you that gets taxed on top of that. By the way, anyway, let's get back to the gas prices. 50% of all gas prices are actually taxes. So as gas prices go to $3 and $4, that means that they're getting $1.50 to $2 for every gallon of gas you buy. Why are they incentivized to lower prices? They're not. It's done by percentages. If they got 50 cents for every gallon, it wouldn't matter then what the gallon of price, gallon of gas price would be, would it? But that's not how they built the system. They built a system that incentivizes them to raise gas prices so that they would get more taxes in so you, quote unquote, don't feel it. But the only people that really truly are affected by gas or food or property tax is the poor and the elderly. And think about that. Those are the people they want to victimize daily because why? They can't fight back. Oh, they're not going to go after the guys with the airplanes or the boats or the RVs. They're going to go after the guys who are trying to just get back and forth to their job and take care of their kids and the little place that they live in. In reality, that is absolutely sadistic. It is absolutely psycho that we allow our country to treat elderly and the poor that way. All right, well, let's get back to the article here. It says, oil prices remain a wild card, but we're likely a few weeks away from seeing the national average peak. Whether it hits $4 a gallon or not, it's still perhaps a 50-50 chance. Now, this is an actual article that's talking about how we don't have the ability to go back into the strategic oil reserves. You guys, you don't understand where they store that, right? They store that oil in the ground. They pump it out of the ground, and they put it into a pipe, and then they put it back into the ground where they control it. How weird do you really think that is? I mean, think about this. Remember, oil is toxic and it'll kill you and it's killing all of us. But yet the Earth's crust actually goes and manufactures this and actually is a part of the mantle of our Earth where oil is produced. It's not from dinosaurs. It's not from rotting material. When is the last time you actually picked up an old rotting log and you found oil just leaking out everywhere because of the rotting material? That's not how it works, folks. The Earth actually produces this every single day. Talk to a geologist. He'll tell you all about it. I don't have to be the bearer of bad news that your government's been telling you it's fossil fuel. Remember, the Rockefeller Institute, oh yeah, Standard Oil, actually went out and purposely advertised oil as being fossil fuel to create a scarcity that makes you think that it's okay for them to jack the prices up on something that just naturally flows from the ground. I don't know, sounds an awful lot like water, awful lot like air, a lot like sunshine and the rain, but they want to manipulate all those too, and they want to manipulate you. Well, remember guys, I told you right before we have an election year, the gas prices raise, and then what happens right after the first year going into the election year? The prices come down because they can tell you how much they've worked hard for regular Joe. Yeah, right. Anyway, moving on to the next article here. Elon Musk, yeah, the guy who bought Twitter for $44 billion, drops bombshell on interview with Tucker Carlson, says feds had full access to all Twitter accounts, including private messaging. Now, I actually got to watch this live when Tucker Carlson was airing this with Elon Musk, and I'm going to tell you, if it's some of the most breathtaking interview you've actually ever seen aired on regular television, I am very impressed about the amount of information that's out there, and I think some of it was actually held back. I think Musk knows more than what he's going to say, but yet in reality, here's the bad part of this. All the censorship, all the spying, all the Patriot Act stuff that we've all said that doesn't happen to Americans, well, it absolutely has been happening to Americans. We've been living with this since 9/11 because we thought it was for safety, but now Nana, every time she goes to the airport security, she's going into county jail. Take your shirt, your shoes off, lady. Take your coat off. Take your hat off. Put your purse on this conveyor. Put all your junk in this tub. Hold your driver's license up to your face so the facial recognition can get a picture of your ID and your face as they scan your ID card. And then you're going to get x-rayed as well. And if we don't like all that, we're going to give you a little extra rub down. That is what safety is. That's what the TSA does. That is a failed system. Do you know the TSA cannot even pass their own inspections? They challenge their TSA agents to catch things getting through, and they fail every single time. But what do I know here? But this is the federal government going into Twitter. Remember, Twitter created an app, an application for the federal agents to be able to just go in and directly modify Twitter any way they see fit. But one of the other things that really ought to, you ought to think about a little bit about this is Elon Musk said he fired or people walked away, and he has 80% less employees at Twitter than he did the day he bought it. And yet, Twitter actually runs better and looks a lot cleaner than it ever used to. I hated going to Twitter. I never liked being a part of Twitter. I had it because people liked going there. So I had a page on there, the Jim Price Show. I have Twitter, Cloud Hub, Facebook. I don't have YouTube because I got tired of going back and trying to create accounts because they would just dump me over and over again. But the fact that is Twitter is out there, right? But Twitter has gotten better. And you do see a lot more views of things that you want to see, not so much what Twitter wanted you to see. Before Elon Musk came along, I kept seeing the Potato and Chiefs feed. I kept seeing AOC's feed. I kept seeing Nancy Pelosi's feed. And like, why does this keep coming across my page? I never click on these guys. I never read their stuff. I don't want to be involved in what they have to say. But that was the difference, because that's the message they were pushing on Americans. It was not about what was free and fair, but it was absolutely about what they wanted you to see. And the federal government, I know, has affected some of us. Like, even mine is still a little bit shadow banned. My Twitter account is starting to increase in traffic, but it has been struggling since January 7th when I lost 90% of all my followers I had on January 7th. They just poof. Didn't exist anymore. And I had no way to go back and ask Twitter what happened to them all. But Elon Musk said that the federal government absolutely 100% had access to all of your accounts, including those private messages that you thought were private. But what he's getting ready to do is create a switch for you to be able to encrypt all Twitter messages that you can actually go back and forth. And he said, gun to my head, no one will be able to see what you say on Twitter, including myself. That is absolutely fantastic. That's where we should be. That's the kind of transparency we need to see from our agencies that are out there in the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. And the sad part of it is we do hear stories like out of northern Oklahoma, where we have 3 hours of audio recording of two sheriffs and two county commissioners talking about killing a reporter and his son. Yeah, this is where we need transparency. This is where we need a better government. And Elon Musk is out there doing what he can. And I do appreciate the fact that this article is from naturalnews.com. And he's willing to go and put himself out there and say, listen, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that Twitter is as fair as it possibly can be. One more article we have out here, Gateway Pundit again. Dazed and confused, Fetterman returns to Capitol Hill after 2 month absent, looking like a slob. Oh, yeah, this was actually, I saw this coming out where, you know, Mr. Fetterman, the hunchback of Notre Dame, he actually got out of a vehicle and had a pair of shorts on, some vinyl shoes on. I don't know what brand they were. They're unmarked gray shoes that they don't have any logos on them. Kind of weird, don't you think? And he's got that hoodie on, where he used to have that great big growth on the back of his neck. Well, that growth is suddenly gone, and he looks a little bit thinner. But all he did was go to Walter Reed for some depression therapy, and he came out a new man. I think he actually came out a different man. The sad part of this is that too many times these body doubles really aren't as good as we hoped they would be. A lot of these deep state fakes, including the Potato in Chief, obviously look different than the original person. They don't act the same. They are not the same. There's too many things about facial recognition that we as the public can see that the eyes don't line up, the ears don't line up, the noses don't line up, their characteristics don't line up. And too many times we have fallen for these deep state actors. But Fetterman, he comes out and he gives a little bit of a, and then walks into the building. I don't understand how this guy is a senator making $187,000 a year plus full medical benefits and retirement and also has a staff working for him. This is a senator. One of the most coveted seats in America, besides the presidency, 100 seats. That's all there is across this country. And this guy is one of them. This guy has his finger on the ability to make laws and spend money in our country, shows up in a hoodie and shorts in a winter's day. I mean, I know it's not exactly summer or exactly winter in Washington, D.C., but gosh, showing up in shorts and tennis shoes to go up to the Capitol building? I don't know. Thank you for dressing down. I guess it's dress down Friday, or wait, no, it's dress down Monday. I'm going to show up to work in a sweater and some shorts, and I might play a little basketball while I'm at the Capitol. I don't know. It sounds crazy to me, but this is what you're being told is normal from Fetterman. Be mindful. They are showing you the lies, but you have to have the discernment to be able to see the difference whether these guys are telling the truth or not. You guys are the answer. I can't sit here and walk you through every single one of these, just like the February 20th visit from your Potato-in-Chief to Ukraine took a three-hour train ride in 1950s passenger car in a war-torn country. 3 hours in a train ride? Doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but that's what the mainstream media told you about your Potato-in-Chief visiting Ukraine and giving him $500 million out of the president's discretionary fund that you've never heard about before. Guys, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing out there. Remember, the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government, the more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. So learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast. Do not give up, do not give in. We will win, I promise. And I don't make promises I can't keep. Guys, this is your world. Make it what you want it to be. You guys are the difference maker out of there. I am Jim Price. Jim, this is the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You can't handle the truth.